day to you all, and welcome to the third hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk, whenever you want us, on our website. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly on this Monday, March 18th, 2024. Coming up, we have Am I the Asshat? Pulled right from the Reddit threads. Then the full-size dirt alert. And then I finished Full Swing Season 2 on Netflix. Right. I'll give you a wrap-up, tell you if it was a hole-in-one, if it was a bogey, a birdie, whatever it was. I'll tell you.
A gutter ball.
A gutter ball. And then we're going to end the show with Naked Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, Lex, is wow. Okay? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah. Maybe a sex scene directed by your kid. Maybe we'll do that to, you know.
Oh, my gosh. That's a story to tell.
Yeah, we got to get into that. My point is, there's a lot to get to, so I'm going to shut up and roll this.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an ass.
Am I wrong?
Am I the asshat?
We pull these directly, as I said, from the Reddit thread, Am I the A-hole? These are written from the point of the view of the writer. They're not written from, we didn't write them. Holly didn't write them. Lex didn't write them. No. I didn't write them. So, here we go. Am I the asshat for canceling our apartment signing after I found out that my boyfriend bought an expensive car?
Ooh.
My boyfriend's 31. I'm 28. We've been together for just over 2 years. We've been living with roommates and have been looking to move in for a while. It's expensive and I have a dog, so it's been difficult finding a landlord that would be okay with my dog. My friend has been moving out, and she has a dog too and is willing to sublet for us. The landlord said they are okay with us signing if we want to stay after the eight-month sublet. Good. It's a fairly good price near work, so I'm really happy with it. We went through the credit check. We're about to sign. But recently, I discovered that my boyfriend bought another car. He already has a daily driver but wants a weekend car, which I personally find ridiculous. Why anyone needs two cars? He has a Honda Accord that is fine, and he has never complained about problems with it. But he recently said he bought another car. He isn't the best with money. He really likes to spend until the very last hour a dollar and doesn't really have any savings. I had to bail him out twice on rent. We both pay around $1,100 plus utilities. He makes around $70,000 a year. So he should have savings, but he doesn't. He paid me back. I want to be clear. But it was months later than we agreed on. So I wasn't really happy that he did that, but I didn't realize he bought such an expensive car. He didn't show it to me until Saturday when he picked me up in the Corvette.
Whoa.
I don't know what model
is. Sorry.
But I asked him how much it was, and he said it wasn't my business, and I was pissed off he bought a clearly expensive car. He admitted later, because I refused to let it go, that it was $42,000. And he had traded in the Honda. Even then, his payments are going to be about $800 a month. I was so mad he did that, especially because he asked me to cover part of his share of the apartment security deposit a week before he bought the car.
Oof.
I called my friend and apologized and told her I can't sign the lease, and she said she was okay with it. I hadn't paid the deposit yet, thankfully, and my roommate is okay with me staying, so I'm good. But my best friend's lease is ending, and the landlord wants him out, so he is mad at me for canceling on him. My boyfriend yelled at me for butting in on his business, saying it's not my business what he buys. I think that's fair, but also I'm concerned he doesn't have any money and bought an expensive car. So if anything goes wrong, I'm going to have to take care of things. Am I the asshat? 651-641-1071.
651-641-1071. Not the asshat. Look, their finances are separate, but he has made her part of his finances by asking for help. And then he shows up in a Corvette.
Yeah.
What is wrong with this dude?
Yeah, even if he traded in the first car, even if he has one car.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she straight up says he's not good with money. And there you go. Case in point. You do need to be on the right page or same page, similar chapters with your partner when it comes to your finances. It really is a deal breaker in the end. It will ruin relationships. And they're already on that track. So I don't blame her for not signing at all. And I would be surprised if they stay together unless he goes on some, shows some kind of progress. This is a pattern at this point.
Yeah. Holly Roberts.
Red flags everywhere. She is not the asshat. She is protecting herself because she's basing this decision on precedent, on the things that have already happened. And you can see the road ahead of you if you're going to sign a lease. Both your names on the lease, but you got to pay the rent.
Mm-hmm.
Likelihood that he's going to be asking for you to cover some of this stuff. And do not get into that if you are not willing to basically pay the entire rent the whole time.
Yep.
Things would be different if he had not asked her for money in the past.
Yes.
Had he not been late with past rent payments. You know what? I would feel a little different because I agree with both of you. I would feel different because he makes good money. And if he was using that money wisely, if there was never any problem with rent, if he could handle rent, then you do you. But he isn't handling it well. He hasn't handled it well.
Nope.
So it is a flashing red light for her. Run. Run, Forrest, run.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. it's not going to get better. Because he knows at this point that she, well, he is probably operating under the assumption that she will pay for some of this stuff.
Yes.
She will be able to do that because she has in the past. So what's stopping him from executing that kind of behavior in the future?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yep.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Not much of a debate on that one, but I thought it was... I'm sure somebody can relate out in the audience if you have a significant other in your 20s. You know, that's really when it hits. It's like when you're maybe in different places in your career or, you know what I mean? And you're just starting off and you're kind of caught up to in the, we're going to live together.
Well, that was a good one. It's a good reminder.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Your boyfriend pulls up in a Corvette. Mm-hmm.
And asked you to put rent. Down some of the deposit. Ooh.
Oh,
the audacity. I would be like, are you kidding me right now? It's not like, it's not like you pulled up in like a, you know, a bike or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here, look at my new golf cart.
Whee!
I traded it in.
Or, you know, hey, guess what? I need a new car because my other vehicle is no longer operational.
Yeah. Exactly.
My Honda Accord.
Another reasonable car.
Yeah.
Because again, I'm just going to say 70K, even in this economy, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Even I don't mean in this economy in 2024, if they're in their, and they are, they're in their 20s, mm-hmm. 70K is a good amount of money.
Yeah.
There should be he should be able to do both. He can have a car. That's fine. He might even be able to get a nice car. So what's he doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
there's something else going on. He should be able to handle both.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can't, hello, Ford Focus life. That's what I drove.
Amen.
I drove my little Ford Focus until it literally died.
Yep. I had a Honda Civic. Same thing.
Oh,
great gas mileage. They run forever.
That's right.
You put like 300,000 miles on that baby.
Oh, Holly, what was your one of your cars like you're in your 20s?
In my 20s, I had a Chevy Monte Carlo.
Yes!
It was a big tank.
Yeah.
Driving right up. You know, you have this big lanyard, a little duct tape. A little duct tape will do ya.
That's it.
Yeah. And no problem. No shame in the game. Look, I used to drive that thing around LA and I would go pick up people at the Beverly Hills Hotel, pull it up back behind those Lamborghinis and other things. And then I pull up in my 96 Chevy Monte Carlo and I'm like, I'm here!
Hop in, plenty of room.
That's right.
I drove my Focus until Lex, it was a couple years into our show.
Yeah.
Until I had two, you know, and still I made a little extra money when I started doing the two jobs, which this is going to be year 19 of doing. Yeah. Two jobs. But yeah, I drove that Ford Focus.
Yep.
I drove for a long, I didn't care. And my seat didn't even work right. I had, because I would fall into my car because I'm so tall. I ruined the seat. It really wouldn't even stay locked in place.
Right. That's messed up. We can deal with that. God. No problem.
Yeah. I thought about that a couple days ago, and there was like a pipe sticking out of the fabric. Oh God, it was rough on that car.
Oh,
and I drove, but I didn't care.
No,
I rode it. And if there was a guest, I would tape it. I would tape the seat up so that no one could see the pipe sticking out.
Oh, nice.
Oh yeah, I don't want to be embarrassed, but yeah, I don't like to be embarrassed. Yeah. But yeah, I didn't care. I had posture. I had to force myself to have good posture because I couldn't lean against my.
Yeah.
That's how much that I drove that car until it quite literally died.
We had a Daewoo for a while as well. We bought from Denny Hecker. Remember they had that big old sale and like this big old, it was a bunch of land and there was just cars out there. We paid $4,000 for it. And that we just till the end. I also had a Volkswagen Passat. Oh, that was a fun car to drive.
Oh, it was Passats thick. Are fun.
It was sick. And ooh, baby, once the electronics goes all wonky and it starts locking by itself and doesn't unlock when you're in there. Ooh, that is scary.
Yeah, Volkswagen's fun to drive. I had a Beetle.
Cute.
Hot yellow Beetle.
Ooh.
With sporty yellow seats.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have a classic Beetle or like the refresh?
Well, the new Beetle, yeah.
I think it was
like a 2002. And then it started blowing hot air in my face.
Yeah.
Even when you turned on the air conditioning, it started to blow hot air. And eventually, you know, in one of my life liquidations, somebody bought it. I was like, okay, here you go. Yeah.
I disclosed it. That's all I had to do.
Here we go. I fixed it before.
It
I sold
was in
it.
Size 4 font, yeah. But you know.
No.
Details.
I hope that whoever bought it, that they enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Off into the bug sunset.
Ah, yes.
I can't. Did I trade mine? I did. I trained my piece of crap in. I got a Ford. I traded the Focus in for a Ford. It was a bigger.
Well,
I can't remember. It was like a forest. It was like a greenish tealish color. I really loved it. I can't think of what the brand of Ford was. I had upgraded and then I got an Escape.
Yeah, I remember the Escape.
I got the black Escape.
Yep.
And then I got my midlife crisis car. I got my first fancy car when I was 40. I figured, okay, I deserve it. I went through my Focus. I got my Ford. I got a Beamer at 40. But yeah, Lexi,
nice.
Okay?
Yeah, no, there's a little step
foot
here.
The footrest. Yeah,
yeah. My foot on it, but it wasn't quite. Anyway, yes, I'm good.
Car memories.
Yes, memories.
When we come back, what's the biggest topics in the world of Hollywood? Holly Roberts, we'll have it in the digital.
Oh, speaking of things just breaking down on you, well, for lots of different reasons, how's your roof? How's the exterior of your home? Is it damaged, worn out? Is it time for something new? Well, look no further than JTR Roofing. Yes, roofing is in the name. Of course, they can do your roofing, any storm damage, any type of material, also your soffits and fascia part of the roof and siding. But they can do so much more than just your roofing. Of course, just the siding, gutters, windows, your deck. They can help. So get a head start on your spring projects by calling JTR Roofing today. The number is 651-777-7394. Yes, we had soffit and fascia issues, but wow, they got that job done in 2 days. It looks absolutely beautiful and, of course, functional as well. Call today for your free estimate, 651-777-7394, JTRRoofingInc.com. Mention me or my talk for $1,000 off your roofing, siding, or gutters.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Live on My Talk, whenever you want us, on our website or app. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. Let's get caught up with the big news of the day from Hollywood in the Dirt Alert. Hello, Holly.
Oh, hello, guys. Elizabeth Hurley is saying that she felt safe filming sex scenes directed by her son, Damien. This is in a new movie, Strictly Confidential. Now, I believe on this very program, we talked about the awkwardness of these sex scenes being directed, Elizabeth Hurley, by her 21-year-old son, Damien. And she said, you know what? These sexy scenes weren't necessarily things I'd always done in movies many times before. But she did reveal to Access Hollywood, saying having him there meant that I felt safe and looked after. And it's kind of liberating to work with your family.
Okay.
Liberating.
Okay. I hear you.
She's
I see
relaxed
you.
In front of him, Jason.
I wouldn't. I mean, Lex, would you?
Sounds like a nightmare to me.
Thank you. Okay, thank
I'm just going to bottom line it. I was waiting for you, but yes,
no,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, look, even someone, she's used to being naked a lot, and maybe he's seen her 100 times naked, but there is something to be said about your 21-year-old son directing that, and maybe call me prude, fine, but I don't know. I might just be like, ooh, can someone else direct today?
Yeah. I don't need Dar seeing the Ghiblis.
Well,
or
no,
even
it'd be the opposite,
Ghiblis. Oh, yeah, I would be seeing Dar.
You would be directing Dar in a sex scene.
Ooh, yeah.
Could you direct Emily?
There is something that I think I could with my mom, but if it was my dad...
Okay, fine, let's see your dad.
I'm just saying, I just think it's just a different...
I love it.
Because of... I don't know why it's different for me. Maybe because, you know, my mom and... Well, I don't know. But no way. I would pick a different project, I think.
I didn't even like seeing Bruno with your dad. And I'm not his child.
Oh, right. See? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that was... That's a whole movie. When the member goes to attention and starts talking out the hole.
Yeah.
That... Oh, my goodness. I couldn't even look over at him.
I was embarrassed for you. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, man. How about you, Holly? Could you do that with your dad?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Not with anybody. Now, I don't mind. Saw Borat with my parents in the movie theater.
Yeah.
And we didn't know what was going to be happening in that naked wrestling hotel scene.
Oh,
that's fine.
That one, too.
Comedy. We were laughing so hard.
Yeah.
I have no problem watching that kind of stuff around my parents, but directing them in anything like this, anybody that I know, I don't care. Could be parents, could be an aunt, could be my sister, could be anybody. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Plus... this movie looks very low budget, very corny, and particularly awful.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, for a blockbuster, maybe.
Yeah, but this should be on Cinemax.
Oof.
Cinemax.
Yeah, Strictly Confidential. I don't know where the heck this is going to be playing, but they're selling it.
Gross.
Bruno Mars, you guys. Might be in some hot water with MGM Resorts. There are rumors going around that Bruno Mars, look, he's had a residency at the Park MGM for quite some time.
Yeah.
But there's a rumor that he has $50 million in gambling debts that he owes the resort.
50?
50.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
What you doing, Bruno? Clearly, you're not good at this.
I read one of the stories, and allegedly, there was one day where he lost, you know, because he's a professional poker player, too. Keep that in mind. But there was a day where he lost $15 million at one of the MGM properties.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Yep.
Yeah. And he likes to play the poker tables. Now, he owes them, but another insider... is saying that MGM basically owes him because he makes $90 million a year off the deal he did with the casino. But he still has to pay back his debt. It doesn't mean that you can't not pay that back.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're not taking that out of what they pay him.
Exactly. They're honey. Honey, you got a bill.
Maybe they need to start doing that.
Yeah. You think? No.
But you're basically just giving them your paycheck. I'm sorry, Holly. I didn't mean to step on you there. But you're basically just giving them back your paycheck. You're working for free.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's like when you go and work at the cute clothes store because want the discount.
Yeah.
And then essentially you end up spending all your money on the cute clothes, even though you get a discount.
That's right. A hell of a discount, though. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Wow. He might have a problem.
I think he does. More of these stories at mytalk1071.com and another Dirt Alerts coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. When we come back, Boob Tube Bonanza, a wrap up of Full Swing Season 2 and more. Stay with us. Hey, everyone. It's Jace for my family at Red Cow and Red Rabbit. I want to talk to all of you administrative professionals or those who are in charge of the office parties. Did you know that Red Cow caters? I've had them do several parties for me. They're amazing. They just upgraded their ordering site. All you have to do is go to redcowmn.com, click on catering. It'll get you right there. They've added more boxed lunch options, including cold sandwiches, turkey sandwiches, and more. Avocado, ham Swiss, pastrami and egg salad, and a veggie wrap as well. And there are a few salad box options as well. So if you are an administrative assistant and you are in charge of the next meeting and you didn't even know Red Cow offered catering, they do. Uh-huh. So use it for your next special event. And it could be a personal thing. It could be a business thing. It could be a party. Like I said, I've done several. So go to redcowmn.com. And don't forget, Red Cow and Red Rabbits are closed on Mondays, but we'll see you Tuesday. Lex, you got your chaps on?
How'd you know?
Well, you know. Holly, you got the spurs on your boots?
That jingle, jingle, jingle.
Let's head down to the ranch, the Boob Tube Bonanza Ranch.
Hot. Sound the Boob Tube.
Boob Tube.
You got your 2 points on, Jace?
I do.
And that's
it. Watch television last night.
I like to watch TV.
Saddle up. It's the Boob Tube Bonanza.
I'd like to get paid to sit on my and watch TV.
With Jason and Alexis.
We've got a bonanza for you.
A Boob Tube Bonanza. We're heading down to the ranch. Sometimes we tell you if we like a pilot. Sometimes we do a mid-season check-in. And sometimes after we finish a series, we do a little wrap-up to tell you if the tail was as good as the tip or vice versa.
Yeah. How was that tip?
It was good. The tail was too.
The tip was good. I remember you talking about that last week.
We're talking Full Swing Season 2. This is the golf show, the golf docuseries, the mega hit from Netflix. It came back for Season 2, and
I couldn't love this more.
I'm not even a golf fan. I don't even really understand all the terminology. Colin had to explain to me kind of what a birdie, that's Traders, that's Burgerlicious. What a birdie, what a bogey. I'm still not quite sure of all the terms. All I know is, and I think this is actually good because I'm coming at this probably like 30, 40% of you. I'm coming at this with very, very, very little knowledge of golf. But I do know the players, and I know what drama is.
Ooh, and there was a lot of drama at the beginning of the second season here.
Legit.
Yes. Now, I talked to you, as Alexis pointed out, I told you the tip when I started this last week. The beginning of season two is focusing on the drama between Liv and the PGA merging. But what surprised me was they moved on very quickly from that. That was basically episode one and two, and boom, they moved back into their kind of state. Now, look, there was plot lines, narratives that went through the whole 2023 golf season that is covered in every episode, but they went back to what they did in season one, which I love. And one episode kind of focuses on one individual player. And there's a couple that I want to point out that I found so entertaining. And again, we're talking Full Swing. The first one I want to point out is episode 3. And this is the President's Cup. and they follow 20-year-old Tom Kim, who is really defying odds as he gets out onto the big, you know, playing with the big boys. He is a young guy, again, 20 years old from South Korea, lives in Dallas, and it really shows golf from the perspective of a youngin coming in here, and a youngin who feels not only the pressure of playing with the big boys, but also being a role model for the Asian market, for Koreans, and representing well. So that dynamic is fascinating and makes you, and then he gets not, I mean, look, this is, I mean, it's record recorded fact. I'm not doing a spoiler. It's not Game of Thrones. Tom gets injured, and you see him kind of like, as all athletes do, you see, does he have what it takes to persevere through injury? And I'm not going to give you the answer, but it's a great episode. That is episode 4. Another one that's similar.
Is Tiger Woods in this at all? Sorry, Jason. I'm just by saying what you just said and representing who you are, I think Tiger Woods also carried that similar weight.
Absolutely, he did.
And does he make any comparisons to his experience or
no?
No show. Okay, I wasn't sure.
What's funny is, and I know Tiger, if I'm Tiger, he rightfully feels like he doesn't need this. Mm-hmm. He doesn't need, because let me pause and say too, this show, I mentioned this in my other review. It's so interesting. Full Swing is a phenomenon in the golf community. When spectators are at these games, Lex and Holly, they're screaming to the players, Full Swing! What's up, Full Swing? Full Swing has made these golfers even more famous.
Oh, yes.
And in some cases, catapulted them to the levels of Rory, Tiger, Mickelson. And Tiger is seen but rarely heard. He has nothing to do with this, and especially in this season, it's a great question, Lex. I don't even think people mention him. Season 1 he's mentioned,
yeah,
because of Rory and Tiger standing up to the LIV.
Mm-hmm.
But he is seen in maybe the first and second episode. Okay. But he is a non-entity after that.
Gotcha.
But so no, Tom Kim, a focus of episode 4 called Prove It, doesn't really make any parallels to Tiger and the black community and what it meant in 96 when he won the Masters.
And Asian community too.
And the Asian community, absolutely, yeah, with his mother. Mm-hmm. But Tom, oh God, you want to root for Tom? You just love him. He likes Thomas, the tank engine. And he's 20, you know, and he's getting this money and it's fun to watch. I don't know. I really enjoyed Tom.
He likes Thomas the Train?
Yeah, he grew up with him. So he has like so in his house, he has like this memento that means a lot to him that he bought, you know, when he started making money on the tours. Anyway. And then the other episode I wanted to point out in Full Swing season 2 is episode 5 called In the Shadows. And this is another interpersonal dynamic episode that I think you guys will really enjoy. It is about Alex Fitzpatrick and his brother, Matt. Matt Fitzpatrick won, I believe, the PGA last year. And it's about Alex, the younger brother, trying to get out of his brother's shadow. And anyone that has a sibling, whether you're the older or younger one.
Ooh, that is so relatable.
And you are both maybe in the same business. This will be an episode you will enjoy. And just like Tom, Colin and I found, even though I like Matt Fitzpatrick, I think he's a really nice guy. Colin and I were like, go, Alex, go beat your brother, Alex. And it's, I loved that episode. And then finally, the season ends and this is a Ryder Cup year, which happens every 2 years. Yep. Here's a little bit of the trailer that talks about the Ryder's Cup, and then I'll wrap up my review. Take a listen.
And all of this is actually happening in a Ryder Cup year.
It is one of the most special sporting events in the world.
It's a great rivalry between US and Europe.
Relax like off the Americans, don't we?
The captain has 6 guys that he gets to pick.
I don't want to kiss his ass too much.
I feel like I'm on the outside looking in.
And he is. That's Keegan. One of the main dramas, and again, I don't understand golf, is the captains, Lex and Holly, of the American team, or both teams, Europe and U.S. Six guys are chosen automatically by points, and then the other six, the team captain gets to pick. And there is a worry that Justin Thomas may not have what it takes. He's had a horrible year, but he's a great member of past Ryder Cup teams. And the team, so it's really between Justin Thomas and another player named Keegan. Mm-hmm. And personally, I'm rooting for Keegan because Keegan Bradley had a great year. And you're like, and he really wants it. And he's such a good guy. But it's a popularity contest. And Keegan is not part of the clique. He's not part of the Justin Thomas and the Justin he's not part of that whole.
Oh.
Brooks, he's not part of the whole Justin Thomas kind of group. Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas group. Keegan is a family, you know, very much focused on his family and isn't really involved in the friendship aspect of these guys. And you'll find out who the team captain picks between Keegan and Justin Thomas. And that leads to a little bit of drama. And then, of course, who's going to win? You know, they're playing in Europe this time. And the Americans historically have had trouble winning when they're playing not in the U.S. So you'll see how that ends up, too. And that's the season finale of a great season of Full Swing 2 on Netflix. Even wow. If you don't like golf, you know nothing about it like I am, you can enter the show and enjoy it. I, capital L, loved it. Oh, I loved it.
Nice.
Yeah. So well done. And I love all the personalities. Now I want to root for all these guys. Every time I see them pop up on golf, I'm like, oh, I know who you are.
I know you like that. And you don't have to watch season one to get to.
Nope.
Different people. And
yep. Some of the same players, but yeah, you'll love it. Full Swing season 2, available now on Netflix. When we come back, naked Sylvester Stallone and what it has to do with Holly Roberts. Hey, everybody. It's Jason for Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. So many great specials this month at Skin Rejuvenation, including a bonanza of a sale on laser treatments. You've heard me talk about Moxie and Halo. Well, this is the time to get in because you can save a lot of money this month on laser treatments. Just go to Skin Rejuvenation Clinic socials for full details. But let me tell you right now, $150 off this month off Halo, Moxie, face treatments. And listen to this, a bonus. If you're part of the Skin Rejuvenation Clinic VIP Lux membership program, you're also going to get $400 in free products. If you're not a member, don't worry. You can sign up at your appointment and it's easy. $400 in free fancy products. So you need to get in there right now and get Moxie. Oh, it's so good. Call Skin Rejuvenation Clinic before the month is over.
A hilarious, and we use that term loosely, dad joke.
That's a good one, Dad.
From Alexis.
Here's a dad joke from listener Connie. How do you tell a girl pancake from a boy pancake? By the way, they're stacked.
This has been a dad joke.
Very funny, Dad. Hilarious.
From Alexis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get that, everybody?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wonder welcome how back. Stacked Sylvester Stallone is.
Yeah. We're going to end the show. Actually, let me just, we sometimes do this with Alexis at the top of the show, in the 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do it at the bottom of the show, the tail now, with Holly Roberts. And it's time to play Why the Hell Is This on the Show Sheet? And here's what Holly has written on our very fancy Google document. It's a Google document. She has written to us, who is buying me naked Sylvester Stallone?
What does that mean?
What does that mean, Holly?
It means who is buying me naked Sylvester Stallone?
How much does this cost? I'm in.
$1,600 right now.
Okay.
It's currently the bid for naked Sylvester Stallone. This is an auction that's happening this week from Heritage Auctions, and they are putting up a ton of movie props up for auctions, including but not limited to the naked Sylvester Stallone from the major motion picture Demolition Man. Now, a lot of these props were at Planet Hollywood locations because I don't know about you guys, but I liked to celebrate my childhood birthdays at Planet Hollywood and Mall of America and eat margarita pizzas underneath a naked Sylvester Stallone as he was dangling from the ceiling.
He's frozen.
As one does.
Yes. If you're not familiar with the movie Demolition Man, he gets his character gets accused of a crime he didn't commit. And his sentence is to be cryogenically frozen until sometime into the future. And then he's unfrozen and it's like a fish out of water. And hilarity ensues. Yeah. But there are so many cool things in this auction.
Wait, hold on. Back to naked Sylvester. Yeah. What are you going to do with this? It's life-size size.
It sure is. Now, he has
Where's he going to go in your house?
He has a modesty strip over his bits and pieces.
Oh, I was wondering if that was just for the auction. I'm looking at it now.
No, no. You couldn't see that. Oh. Trust, little fifth grade me tried to look at it. And it wasn't the case.
There's some age and some minor wear and tear, but otherwise in very good condition.
That's right.
Wow.
I mean, Lex, I mean, Holly's
Jace, we every day
she does. Yeah, I mean, she does a lot for us.
Yeah.
I'm willing to go in half.
Yeah.
Habsies. You willing to do that?
Let's do it.
Great. Okay. I
want to see you spooning this thing.
Oh my gosh, yes. I think it would have to live here at the station.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, okay.
So we can
life size.
So what I'm saying is that we can petition the company to buy the naked Sylvester Stallone from this auction and just say, you know what, it's a business expense.
Yes.
We're pop culture.
Yeah.
We'll be able to write that off.
Uh-huh. Submit it with some parking receipts, you know, a little thing like, okay, I'm doing my quarterly thing and naked Sylvester Stallone.
Well, what if, to make it even more viable, we'll just do an ongoing series of videos with the Sylvester Stallone on our social medias.
Oh, yes.
There we go. Then it's a write-off right there. Then we'll just interview naked Sylvester Stallone.
How you doing, naked Sylvester Stallone? Hello.
See? Where's Q? Call Q. That's what we're doing. We're going to start doing that.
But there are some other cool movie props at this auction. You can buy the phone booth from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Also, another tempting thing to buy. You can buy props from Beetlejuice, from Ghostbusters. There's all sorts of stuff that you can get. Not just naked Sylvester Stallone.
But that's what we're focused on. Lex, let me get my card.
It was a different time, guys. Yeah. A different time.
Wow.
Planet Hollywood. Man, those restaurants were wild.
That was
Oh, and when they do the signing, and Arnold would show up with his big, it had to have been gigantic, but, you know, fit him perfectly. Leather jacket and the Terminator glasses, and he just like stomp in there and like their cigars, and you know, just like Boys Town, hanging out.
Bruce Willis,
dudes. Oh, Bruce Willis, yes,
yeah, he plays harmonica,
yes.
Oh,
Holly, do they accept Diners Club? Lex and I are wondering, do they? Yeah,
I think
Diners
I have my
Club?
Checkbook.
I think
here.
That
let me see if my
traveler's check, and also we might be able to put naked Sylvester Stallone on layaway.
Oh, just 24 monthly payments.
That's right. And then he can be ours.
Yes.
Man, the 90s was a wild time.
Sure was.
These themed restaurants. Oh, loved them.
Let me just see. Yeah. Hold on. I'm going to quickly call the Arthur.
Please do.
And if she doesn't answer, I'm going to leave a message just to see if we can buy it.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Hello? Oh, hi, B. Arthur.
Oh, wow. She didn't let it ring.
Good morning.
You're live on the air. They can't hear you. I'm calling you via my cellular phone. Lex, Holly, and I have a question. Heavens, you don't listen to us. You're not listening to us right now, are you?
I am, but go ahead.
Okay. You're lying. You don't listen to us. You only listen to the midday shows. Anyway, Holly, Lex, and I want to buy the naked Sylvester Stallone prop from which movie, Holly?
Demolition Man.
Demolition Man. Mm-hmm. It's up for auction.
Life-sized.
Great
for videos.
With a modesty strip over his Ghiblis. May we have the company credit card?
What's the price?
Just, We're looking probably 100, 200,000.
We're at 1,600 now, Jace. 1,600.
Wow. Oh, how much is it?
1,600.
Oh, it's 1,600.
That's the bidding is right now.
That's the bidding. No. That's going to start.
We could probably get it for $2,000.
No.
Oh.
Wow, that was real quick.
No.
Well, when you start with 100 grand, Jace.
But, I did start a little high. I shouldn't have said 100. Okay, thanks, B.
Okay.
Okay, there we go. I did start a little high, didn't I? I did. Whoop.
Might go for that, but.
Yeah, anyway. Well,
oh well,
we'll work that, on that.
Yeah, you know what? There's a maybe
there's a chance.
Sounds like there's a chance.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Go out there and be yourself. Right, Lexa Lou?
That's right. You be you. Have a fantastic day. Get that naked Sylvester.
Uh-huh.
Dawn and Steve Experience. Up next. Bye for now. Love ya. Bye.